Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer, and this coming to you off what is certainly the worst loss of the season for this Phillies team. Just a brutal, brutal way to go down. As they lose last night, late in the night in Washington, as Ryan freaking Zimmerman hits a walk-off home run at first, called a double on the field, ultimately upon replay, shown to be a home run, and the Nationals walk it off against Sir Anthony Dominguez. Dominguez had 5 days rest coming into this start. He had been so good when fresh, it seemed, and unable to get the job done. Just a bummer of a loss. We have a short show today as we are heading into a Phillies day game. Aaron Nola against Max Scherzer today. So we're going to see the definition of Aaron Nola is a stopper for this team, as he's going to go up against the ultimate stopper, the multiple-time Cy Young winner, Max Scherzer. So, man, just a frustrating loss yesterday, as the Phillies already a chance to go down in a game as the Braves handle business against Pittsburgh, a 2-1 win. Julio Teheran, a really nice outing for them, and Phillies jump out to an early lead. You felt some urgency. Justin Bour, an RBI double in the first, scoring Estrubel Cabrera. Michael Franco with a two-run homer to make it 3-0, and then the Nats get one back in the first, but then Justin Bour, he needs to play more. I don't mean to rhyme it, but it's just a truth. It's Justin Bour, a home run in the third, makes it 4-1, but then the Nats storm back, make it 4-4 in the third. Not a great outing for Zach Eflin. Frustrating, as Eflin goes 3 1/3 innings, 10 hits, 5 runs allowed, only 4 earned, but just not the start you wanted to see from Eflin. We talked about how they needed F to go out there and give them something, and unable to do so. Just a real frustrating showing from Eflin as the Nats turn back 4-4, and then the Phillies take the lead back in the fourth. Roman Quinn, a great game from Roman Quinn. Singles in the fourth to score run 5-4, but then in the fourth, bottom of the fourth, the Phillies just give it back again, and that's what's so frustrating. In a game where they walk off, lose 8-7, lose by a run, to give away runs, it kills you. And right now, the way this team is playing, they can't afford to give up runs. And they gave a free run there as Alfaro, throwing error, ends up scoring a run on Harper Steele. And they can't do that. And they've done that just far, 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 far too often this season. They get the lead back on a Carlos Santana double, RBI double, and then Cesar extends a little bit with a homer in the seventh. In the eighth inning, the Nats make it 7-6, and the Phillies in the ninth, the top of the ninth, load the bases with one out and unable to capitalize. Turned out to be crucially important. You felt like it would be, and now, with Sir Anthony on the hill off rest, you hoped, you prayed, you thought he could handle it, and obviously unable to do so. As this bullpen has been really inconsistent as of late, as the Phillies only unable to capitalize and get the runs in the bottom of the ninth. They walk off two-run homer with two out, no less, by Ryan Zimmerman. Sir Anthony gets the first two outs. It looked like Roman Quinn had made a play that we were going to be talking about for a while as a game saver, potentially a season saver, how the season, depending on how things played out, as Bryce Harper leads the inning off by just kind of poking a ball off the end of the bat towards right field. And Roman Quinn, with just a super athletic, fast play to run in and dive and make the play. And it looked huge as the Phillies were one out away, but then a Juan Soto double and then a Ryan Zimmerman walk-off home run. God, I hate Ryan Zimmerman. He is among my least favorite baseball players. And but the Phillies unable to get it done. Eflin doesn't get the job done. The defense yet again doesn't get the job done, and it's a brutal, brutal, brutal loss as the Phillies are in the worst stretch of baseball they've played all season long, as we've discussed before. They're now 68-58, 3 games back at the Braves. It's been a while since they've been this far back in the division race. So, look, you can't sugarcoat it. It's a monster baseball game today. And even then, you know, you're not feeling great no matter what happens today. Then they head to Toronto for three, and then back to Washington, back home for Washington for three more. So, look, the season is far from over. There are 36 games left. This team has struggled, but this is certainly the worst stretch we've seen in that loss last night after losing the way they did in Williamsport on Sunday night. Then to come back on Tuesday and just no show against the Nationals team in a game last night that this team at least felt like they had to have it. They didn't, and they didn't show up. And look, they showed up in some ways, and they fought back and took the lead, but ultimately, you can't count on this bullpen. You can't count on Eflin in that spot. It's a bummer, you know? And again, for this team to be where they are, to continue to make defensive mistakes and miscues and just stupid plays over and over again and again. Look, I've been a Gabe Kapler defender, and I think he certainly gets more flack than he deserves. We'll come something with that in a minute. But look, in this case, you got to give him some crap because this team is just fundamentally not sound defensively, and that is certainly on the players as well, as they play baseball their whole life. They should know better. They should do better. But at the same time, that's on Kapler for, look, you got to make sure that doesn't happen anymore. Whatever you got to do, man. And I understand the talent is an issue defensively. I think that's the biggest issue very clearly. So there's only so much you can do. But the fundamental type stuff, the mistakes that don't need to be made or forced, not the lack of athleticism, but the other stuff, that's the stuff that I think Kapler has to really, really put a fine-tooth comb on and try and find a way to do something to try and limit them. As again, it killed him. It killed him in a game they lost by a run last night. A very frustrating one there. But on the flip side of that, talking about the Kapler criticism, as look, that's warranted. But when you flip it around and you talk about yesterday, as it was revealed that Wilson Ramos had a hand injury and that's why he was not in the lineup on Tuesday night or last night's lineup. And people were freaking out after the Tuesday night game and on WIP and other radio stations going, oh, Kapler, how could you not start Ramos? You traded for him, blah, blah, blah. And look, we all thought it was because potentially that Ramos would play the next two games, whatever it is. But regardless, people just jumped to kill Kapler on it, like he's going to sit Ramos in favor of Alfaro. It was an injury. Chill, people. And then when the lineup came out last night, everyone started freaking out again, and then Jim Salisbury and others put out the clarification that Ramos had a hand injury, would be on the bench if needed, but not able to start. So it's kind of the flip side of that is that, look, rip Kapler where due in the sense that they're the fundamental type of stuff I think is fair, but at the same time, on the whole, the man has done a great, great, great job, and that is one of the examples where he has and he deserves credit for it on the flip side. So, looking ahead. Oh, one other note. Of course, the Phillies made a trade yesterday, trading for Luis Avilan, a left-handed reliever, adding another arm to this pen. Is Adam Morgan and Austin Davis and Aaron Loop. None of those guys obviously cut those last two on the DL, but none of those guys really doing a dynamite job. I liked Austin Davis here and there, and Adam Morgan has had a rough season but has talent. And of course, Loop, who knows, wasn't here long enough to do too much. But Avilan, another lefty reliever they bring in. They don't give up anything really to get him. So we'll see. It's a nice move if he can help with the arm in the pen. All right. Again, it's a frustrating time right now. It is a frustrating time to be a Phillies fan. Ultimately, as we've discussed, no matter what happens, this season is a resounding success when you consider what they were last season, where they are now, and all that. It's really amazing where they are. But at the same time, our appetites have been whetted, as they say. You know, we want playoff baseball. We want at least competitive September baseball. So hopefully this team can wipe themselves off the mat one last time, as it has been a hallmark of the team all season. And I think that's what's kind of that's what makes it tough here, is that, you know, you watch them play, and in these big games, these games that seem meaningful here, and they play down to the competition, and they don't show up at times, and they play bad fundamental baseball and make mistakes and all that, and it makes you question this team. But you also, at the same time, remember the how many times they've looked awful and how many times they bounced back from it. So it's tough to know if and when it's truly over or whatever. But right now, I think today, down in Washington, a 1 o'clock start, a national game, Max Scherzer versus Aaron Nola is going to tell us a lot. This is the biggest game of the season by far for this Phillies team. If they lose this game, it's bad. And I'm saying that going up against Max Scherzer. This is the type of game they need to win to jumpstart the rest of this season. Aaron Nola can battle with Scherzer. He needs to go out and do it. And I believe he will. Look, I'm not worried about Nola keeping him close. I'm worried about this offense scoring some runs, and I'm worried about the defense behind him not making some errors or mistakes that ultimately cause this team the game. But big one. Big one. 1 o'clock today, Aaron Nola against Max Scherzer, the biggest game of the season by far, no question. And we've said that a lot because this team hasn't been in contention for a long time. So really every game they play is the biggest game in a long time for this team. But this is easily the biggest game of the season, easily the biggest game in 8 years, 7 years, whatever it is for this Philadelphia Phillies team, 7 years. So hopefully Nola can get the job done as we expect, but also hopefully this lineup can find a way to manufacture some stuff and maybe get some big hits against a great pitcher, potentially the best, probably the best in the game. So, big one. All right, as I said, short shows. We'll get out of here leading into this early Phillies game. Look, there's not much more to say other than you're frustrated. I'm frustrated. This sucks. It's been such a fun season, and this team is right now about on the precipice of the run of heading into September. They're starting to crap the bed, and it's not fun. So, big game today. If they can go out and back Nola and beat the best in the game, I think it could jumpstart them from a locker room perspective and a confidence perspective, and also maybe get this fan base just a little bit off the ledge as well. So either way, we will be back to talk about it on Friday as we head into a weekend against the Blue Jays. That'll be a big series as well, as the Phillies need to make up some games against bad teams, not play down to competition that is bad or beneath them. So we'll get into that tomorrow as well, all that and more. But for now, big game today. Hopefully the Phillies can get it done. Otherwise, keep it here. We got you covered all day long right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.